Welcome back, Pins, episode 174. You're here now.
Oh,
you should participate.
I was trying to think because I messed it up once, and I'm trying never to mess up again.
We've got Paul live in the studio, and so I was thinking we might interact a little bit more this week.
Oh, we don't need to have that tape delay?
We don't have that this week. So Paul's in town. It's a special occasion. He's here for his birthday.
Yep.
Hey, Paul, you want to tell?
Turning about 100.
Yeah, looks like it at least. And this morning he made it clear to point out that he's very tired and probably won't be that witty for today's show.
Not witty at all.
Not witty. Why are you tired? Were you out celebrating?
Wasn't out celebrating. There were just two really late nights followed by really early mornings and flights.
Why would you have a late night if you weren't out celebrating?
I have a business that I have to run, and there's
you're on vacation.
No, I'm not on vacation here. I'm doing work.
Oh,
that's why I'm here.
God, your life sounds like misery to me.
Except for I love working, so it's wonderful.
Anyways, in our last episode, we asked you guys to point out some of the funny and quirky cultural differences, be it from other parts of the world or even other parts right here within the United States, because Paul had mentioned that they call it knots and crosses.
Yep.
We always called it tic-tac-toe. And I was really, really interested to learn of some of the other things they call the game tic-tac-toe throughout the world.
Yeah.
One of them being, hold on, where's my favorite one? Don't they call it cat or something?
Gato.
Right, in Latin America.
Yep.
They call it gato, which of course means cat. And I thought about that, and I think maybe the reason for that is because you have two O's in the top corner, and like an X in the middle, like they could look like a cat, you know? It could look like a cat.
I thought he was just messing with us.
Oh, I didn't do fact checking. Do you think he's lying?
I don't know.
Sergio the One said it was called gato.
He's a frequent commenter, so I imagine he's not pulling our leg. But then Hamir Zero said that in Czech it's pichvorsky.
Oh, I missed that. What is it?
Pichvorsky.
That's good. It's a good accent.
I don't know.
Which means
tic-tac-toe.
Oh, right. And the strangest one is Dutch commented that in Dutch, tic-tac-toe is known as butter, cheese, and eggs. That I don't even get because there's only two symbols that you can be. Shouldn't it just be like...
Well, maybe you're laying out the butter as the board.
Oh, okay. And then the cheese and the eggs.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know.
You could be. I don't know. But knots and crosses is really the only one that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think there was also a shout-out to the folks that do our makeup.
Yes, so that's wonderful. They spend hours and hours before every episode making us pretty, so I appreciate that. And then I wanted to call out one last commenter. Where'd he go? Here we go. Justin M. Salvato, who, my peeps, he's from New York. I'm from New York. And finally, somebody agrees with me that a pizza is called a pie, that those things on your feet, well, not you because you're wearing shoes, but they're called sneakers, not tennis shoes, because you only use tennis shoes to play tennis. Otherwise, they're sneakers. And that soda is called soda, and pop is just sounds stupid.
Well, at least we alienated everybody who's...
not from New York.
Not from New York. Yeah, I think Brian Regan had a really funny stand-up bit about how when he had a roommate for the first time, his roommate's like, hey, you want to go halves on a pie? And he's like, sure, I guess. And so the guy ordered it and ended up being half pizza, or half pepperoni, half pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ordered, when I first moved here, I was like, hey, can I get, you know, just a plain pie? And the people at the Papa John's or whatever you have out here had no idea what I was talking about, so.
That's crazy that a pizza shop doesn't even know they're called pies.
Yeah, terrible. So thank you all for commenting, and with that, should we start the show?
Let's get it started.
Let's do it. All right, Paul, so last year, right here on the home base of Microsoft, and it was actually Halloween, we held the very first Build conference. Now, you were not fortunate enough to attend said event.
I was not.
But I was here, and it was awesome, and it got rave reviews and very, very well received in terms of the way conferences go.
Sure.
So we announced that we're doing it again. We're going to do it again, and we're going to throw it right down in enemy territory. Right?
Enemy? You mean like the tech center of the world where Microsoft
right
wants to make lots
of
friends?
Yeah. Down in San Francisco. We're going to do it again at the end of June. Registration was open, and apparently, faster than a Madonna concert, faster than Blink-182, that's old. How about faster than One Direction? Maybe Justin Bieber tickets.
Oh, there we go.
Okay,
there
something we can all relate to. Faster than Taylor Swift can write a new song, about the boyfriend that dumped her. Build sold out.
Is she dating Justin Bieber?
You know what? I don't think they ever dated. He's like a bad boy.
Okay. Justin Bieber's a bad boy?
Yeah, did you hear he's been caught up with the narcotics and things? Is marijuana a narcotic? Anyway, he's been
smoking
pot,
where
dude.
You are. Not in Washington or
smoking
Colorado.
Smoking pot, hanging out with bad kids, walking around without his shirt on. He's got problems.
Does he have tattoos yet?
Oh my God, he's like covered.
Oh.
I know.
He's growing up so fast.
That's why his tickets don't sell out nearly as quickly as Build 2013.
Yeah, so with Build, June 26th in San Francisco, this is like an evolution of what was formerly known as PDC and
yes.
things like that, right? So this
yeah,
is
Professional
like,
Developers Conference.
Yeah, this is core Windows, core platform, full Microsoft stack conference.
Yeah.
And they usually give away a bunch of cool stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year people got laptops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one year we made a music video about it and it gave away like Windows.
Ooh, roll the clip!
Oh no.
Seen you in my dreams. I love you so much. I know I'm gonna love the way that you respond to my touch. So fine. I need to make you mine. When we're together, there ain't no mountain we can't climb. PDC 2008. Windows 7 is coming and I can't wait.
That just never gets old.
never gets old. But it's, so the registration, it's normally $2,095. I think there were some early bird applicants that got in at $1,595. But if you get some good stuff, you get some good info on how you can build good stuff on the Microsoft platform that might just pay for itself.
Absolutely. Now, do you think anybody goes to these things as an individual person paying for their own ticket? Or is it primarily companies sending their IT guys and their tech people so that they can learn and bring back the information?
I imagine it's probably medium-sized to bigger companies sending people from
right?
their staff. But I would imagine as independent developers that have good consultancies, or if you're building something on the Microsoft platform as a micro ISV and want that to go big, and you either have some funding or you have some savings or you're already in San Francisco, perhaps you'll also go to it.
Yeah,
so maybe we can find out from our Niners.
Why? Right. How did you get there if you got there? And also, of course, if you aren't able to attend, like Paul, you can watch the sessions online on Channel 9.
Yeah.
There you go. So you still get the knowledge. Just can't hang out with us.
Yeah.
Well, me.
And no goodies.
No presents. All right, Paul. So every now and then when I go to, sometimes at the doctor's office or random, like, checkout cash registers and things, I notice that the screen that these people are working on is some really old version of Windows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like real old, and I'm always thinking in my head, what's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people? You need to like update, right? You need
right.
to get current. Apparently, Microsoft agrees with me.
Of course.
And thinks that the world needs to update and get current, and they're actually going to discontinue support for Windows XP. So if you are using XP, they don't really want you to do that anymore.
Yeah, this is a really tough position for Microsoft because they made Windows XP, which was a very solid operating system
yeah.
for its time. I think it came with Internet Explorer 6, which was also awesome for its time. But now, what is it, 12 years later, after having been
might
launched
be tough in 2001.
Like, people
haven't been have cars for that long. You shouldn't really have anything for 12 years except a pet.
Even then, it's
friendship
like
maybe, but probably not.
That's going to expire.
I'll burn that bridge somewhere along year 8.
but Windows XP. So Microsoft has started the countdown. I think it's April 8th, 2014. That
yep.
support
it's
officially gets discontinued for Windows XP. But this is going to be really hard for Microsoft because about 40%
yeah.
of the operating systems, by some independent studies out there, are still running Windows XP. And I don't think it's necessarily just businesses and cashiers and devices that are running this, but there are some countries that are out there, like China and Korea,
mm-hmm.
that have a very large install base of Windows XP, and it could be because that it can be unlicensed when it arrives on those PCs, so sometimes it's pirated in those nations way more frequently than other nations.
Well, I think, honestly, like, my mom was probably using, I think it was XP up until I, like, you know, forced her and pushed her into Windows 8, which she still hasn't forgiven me for. But anyway, like, because it works!
Yeah.
It's fine! She's totally happy with it! She doesn't need anything more than Windows XP can do, you know, and as long as the, you know, as long as it was still supported and still getting the updates and not catching the viruses and whatnot, she's totally fine with it.
Right.
So there's not, maybe not the big push for people, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing.
Sure, but
they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, from Microsoft's perspective, it's also hard because of the amount of support costs it costs the company.
No, I get it.
The ecosystem being built around it is now being built towards the App Store, or the marketplaces on Windows. And just being able to have modern browsers like Internet Explorer 10 or 11,
right?
And it's just.
I mean, I get it, and I think that like. So before I had a smartphone, I was like, I don't need all that. I don't need that. You know, I'm totally fine with my phone that like doesn't really even get email, but I can text and
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I can T9.
Exactly, I was fine, and then now I need my smartphone. So I feel like once the world realizes what they're missing. And updates, you know, they'll be happy. They'll be thanking us, really.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if discontinuing support has any effect on consumers whatsoever. I think it's more of something that businesses are like, okay, well, now I know that I'll need to invest in this because Microsoft will not be servicing additional security updates
right.
and patches and things that, you know, if they're still finding vulnerabilities 12 years later.
Do you know if we offer a discounted upgrade to Windows 8 from XP or something like that, or are they still going to pay full price as if they had no operating system?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that there will likely need to be, that will have to be accompanied with a hardware refresh. Like, I don't
right.
think you're going to want to put Windows 8 on a 12-year-old PC, but if you got one near the end of, you know, before Vista came out, perhaps that would still be powerful enough to run an OS like Windows 8.
All right, so there you go. Embrace change in the world of Charles Torrey. All right, Paul, so in the never-ending places and locations and ways in which you can listen to and stream music, something we talked about, it used to be called Zune back in the day. There's actually now it's called an Xbox Music Pass.
Yep.
Now, this isn't necessarily news because this has been around. It's another place where you can go and listen to millions and millions of music. But they're now announced that they're going to be actually giving you some advertisements, whereas previously they didn't, and those will be delivered to you through a company called Target Spot.
Yeah, I think that this is very much similar to the Spotify and Pandora models where you can get a streaming service for free, and it is sponsored then by audio advertising.
I'm so fine with that. Like, I do not mind a few ads every now and then for the, like, really rich experience of these streaming music services.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Like in certain things, I don't want advertisements. Like, I hate when there's ads in, like, my video games and stuff. Just drive me nuts. But here, listening to it, fine with that.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts these days, and they have...
Like what?
The Adam and Drew Show,
okay.
Things like Planet Money on NPR,
yeah,
all sorts of fun things like that.
Do you ever listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Oh, Wait, Wait, no, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't even, is that like W-E-I-G-H-T?
No, W-A-I-T. It's on NPR. I just thought we connected over something for once, but we didn't.
No.
So let's move on.
Have you seen that one dance show that they just came out with?
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump got sent home last week. I felt so bad because she's like one of my favorite housewives of Beverly Hills, but it was good to see like the Kim Richards and Kelly Richards in the audience and Brandy supporting them. There was tweets about it.
Wow, that's a great story. I'd love to hear the end of it sometime. Bye-bye.
So anyway, this Xbox Music thing, $9.99 per month if you don't want to have ads, or $99 per year. Otherwise, you can get a one-month free trial of the premium service similar to Spotify, or if you just want to have the ad-supported model, feel free to listen to many, many hours of music every month.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, Paul, have you ever been to Utah?
I have. I was just in Utah for a wedding.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
What did you think of, besides the fact that their beer has less alcohol in it than ours, which is annoying?
It was definitely an interesting experience.
Like, where were you in Utah?
Salt Lake City.
Okay.
All in Sandy, Utah, I think, which is really close to that. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. There
absolutely
was
huge beautiful.
Huge mountains, just beautiful landscape.
Lots of Mormons.
I think there's all sorts of different people down there. And we tried partying in that city, and it was really interesting because at like 1 o'clock in at night, they would actually put these metal screens over all of the alcohol and like physically
lock
it.
Oh yeah, you can party in Utah, but it needs to be planned out well ahead of time.
Oh yeah,
like you need to go to the liquor store early in the day, plan out everything, you know, buy it and bring it home.
Yep,
that's the only way you're gonna get a good buzz on in Utah.
Yeah, and what else happened? I had the hotel shuttle take me from the hotel to the airport, and I was making small talk with the driver, and I told her I was starting the software business, and she's like, oh, are you going to do that in Silicon Valley? And I was like, oh, I think you mean Silicon Valley. And then her face got bright red, and
oh,
she started.
Why did you have to call her out like that?
Well, I think
you big meanie.
Then she started laughing like uncontrollably, and she apologized profusely. I was like, silicone's not a bad word. Like, I mean, it had its place in the late '90s, but now there's better tech.
Yeah, there you go. One thing that Park City does have is great skiing. Park City, Utah, great skiing. But you know, overall, the state has been a little meh. I would say.
Yeah?
Well, no more.
No more?
Now.
What's happening
is
now?
A land of excitement and joy because Microsoft is opening the very first retail store in Salt Lake City.
Yep.
And they will be celebrating this. And the first 200 customers actually received 2 tickets to a Train concert.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Train. Hey, soul sister. Ain't you mister.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how that goes.
Yep, pretty much. And
you don't back me up at all. Like I was watching live with like Kelly and Michael. Like when one starts singing, the other one like joins in, and then it's like a thing. You just hang me out to dry.
I don't even know who Kelly and Michael are.
Oh my god!
But apparently, the next 1,000 customers will receive general admission tickets and gift bags, and that will be given out while supplies last. I'm guessing are 1,000. Well, what else is cool about this store? There's a 125-foot digital wall that's wrapping around the store, so you can see all of Microsoft's coolest products from afar.
There you go.
And
so obviously our retail stores are doing well because they keep popping up new ones. So good for them. They said that was a somewhat of a bland, colorless mall, and now it is filled with the bright, vibrant energy of the Microsoft store. So check it out. It's in City Center at the City Creek Center in Salt Lake City. Check it out. Let us know what you think. And then go have a slightly non-alcoholic beer. All right, everybody, that wraps up yet another fun-filled episode of Pig. I want to thank Paul for coming down to the studio while you were here. It's really better when you're here.
It is.
It is.
It absolutely is better. I'd like to thank Microsoft for sponsoring all of my travel for coming here.
No, they didn't do that.
It's too bad.
I'd like to thank him for sponsoring all my travel to go down when we shoot in L.A.
Yeah.
No, they didn't do that either.
Okay, well.
All right.
Well, it's fun that when I'm here, we get to connect, and I get to pick up all of Laura's germs.
There we go. And someone will finally hit the screen when we throw the 9 guys. So follow me at Alfoy.
And me at Paul Mest.
Don't
and
make
we
me
will
lie.
Do a question of the week
oh,
next
yeah.
week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to do one real quick?
Sure. How should I celebrate my birthday?
That's right.
When I get back to LA.
Mostly legal suggestions, please.
Yes, mostly. There can be one or two people that don't. But
all I'm saying is he doesn't live too far from Crazy Horse. That's all I'm saying. Okay, here we go.